Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
In the first few months of a new year, there's a unique opportunity to change or tweak perspectives. However, to do this, you need to turn your face toward it. In today's content, we'll explore this interesting phrase. Oddly, it comes straight out of Scripture. And actually, it applies to every new month, each and every week, and particularly each new day. Matter of fact, learning to do this gives you an effective and powerful tool to maintain a healthy, balanced life. What is this expression all about? Turn your face toward it. Additionally, what is the purpose of specifically including the face? Scripture uses this expression in various places. Perhaps asking the opposite question provides a good launch in today's material. What comes to mind when you hear someone has turned their back to something or someone? Moving away from, ignoring, no agreement, perhaps even spurning someone or something. Conversely, turning your face toward something or someone is moving toward them, attentive, agreement, perhaps even curiosity and investment. Conclusively, whatever you turn your face toward, you tend to move toward. Simply put, you like it, and you want to know more. However, whatever you turn your back to, you tend to move away from. Simply put, you don't like, and you want nothing to do with. Interestingly, this affects many things in your life, including how you approach problem solving, difficulties, opportunities, and even your relationships. So what's in a human face anyway? Something about the human face communicates more than any other part of a person's body or personality. Let's look at the components of a human face. The eyes. Are they vibrant and bright? Or are they vacant and dull? Ears. Are they actively listening? Or are they closed and tuned out? Mouth. Pleasant, smiling, inviting, and sharing? Or frowning, dismal, and even sad? What about the countenance of the face? Does the face adopt brightness of purpose and hope? Or does it portray dark emptiness or even animosity? And what about the participation of the human face? Is it engaging proactive energy? Or is it shutting down with non-involvement? So the eyes, ears, mouth, the countenance, and the participation of a human face is important. Of course, engaging all these involves deliberate choice, and it takes resolve to adopt these decisions when life is full of difficulties. Still, this choice sets you on a healthy path and initiates growth as a positive person. In other words, what you do with your face matters. Well, let's look at another side of your face. Interestingly, your focus and perspective, in fact, your very life, is not only about turning toward healthy, positive, time-tested endeavors. According to Scripture, you need to do another thing with your face. Scripture beautifully says, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." 1 Chronicles 16:11. My heart says, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Psalm 27, verse 8. Remarkably, you are both invited and commanded to seek God's face. This is the same God who said, if anyone looks into his face, they will surely die. Moses asked to see God's glory, and here is God's response. You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back. But my face must not be seen. Exodus 33:20-23. Incredibly, God is so holy, so pure, so powerfully beautiful, no one can look at him face to face and live. So why does Scripture command to seek his face? First of all, there's an element of seeing God through the eyes of faith, looking at his attributes, his character and conduct, his promises and commands. All these give a strong picture of what his face is like. Additionally, we are told God is love from 1 John 4:8. So that's the first thing, seeing God through the eyes of faith. The second thing, Jesus changed everything. Being God, yet also man, Jesus is viewable. God in skin, with human nature running through his veins. So you can look at Jesus and see God. Jesus said, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. John 14:7. You see God through the life of Christ. Jesus also declares, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:9. Quite literally, Jesus means he is a picture of God, the Father. So, the second thing is that Jesus is viewable. Well, the third element about seeing God's face is even more stunning. Jesus is the exact representation of God. Hebrews 1:3a says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Well, let's look at another part of this subject. There is a place for remorse and renewal. While engaging the privilege of knowing God more intimately, there are two critical steps that must happen in your heart. The first one is to take a position of remorse. The second is to recognize true renewal comes from God. Scripture talks about remorse and renewal. Listen to this. Come together, weeping. Seek the Lord your God. Ask the way to Zion with faces turned toward it. From Jeremiah 50:4-5, excerpts. The person who puts this verse into action practices remorse while seeking God. Here's another one from Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Any Jesus follower who puts their hope in God, even in difficulties, will renew their strength. It's a miracle to discover you have what's needed to keep going, to rise up, to turn your face toward God. Those who practice the two action steps, remorse and renewal, engage in a beautiful, honest, sincere relationship with God. Interestingly, it also shows they are aware of how undeserving they are to enjoy face-to-face connection with Holy God. And finally, it reveals they've discovered the fountain of renewal in life's difficulties and challenges. What a great find in these two action steps. So, some questions for you. Do you practice them? Are you remorseful about wrongs as you trade out natural human responses for the very nature of Jesus? Have you discovered the incredible fountain of new life so you can renew each day? All this is accomplished by faith and obedience. So now, let's explore come close to God. Since we are commanded to, we should come close to God. Oddly, there's no other place to receive what you need for daily living in this world. Plus, there's no way to accomplish your life purpose outside of this. James 4:8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." In other words, when you put energy and your will into coming closer to God to know Him better, you get God. Plus, you know Him better. Subsequently, your life is worth living. There are blessings from choosing God and turning your face to that process of knowing Him. So let's look at some of the blessings. There is the blessing of forgiveness. Forgiveness is completed when you turn toward God. Christ already forgave you on the cross. Yet just as in human reconciliation, forgiveness can only be complete when, 1, the person who has done wrong confesses it with sorrow. 2, the person who forgives reaches with reconciliation. And 3, at this point, receiving forgiveness closes the circle. Face to face is restored. Subsequently, their faces can be turned to one another again with restored relationship. Similarly, is your relationship with God. So forgiveness is a blessing from choosing God. The next blessing is encouragement and renewal. You need both encouragement and renewal. And God loves you so much. Plus, He wants you to succeed in your daily living. Life is challenging. Thankfully, God provides all resources, tools, and refreshment you need. So turn your face toward Him. Another blessing, sometimes you need guidance. Consequently, when you turn your face to God, you discover He is your wonderful counselor. Some translations use the term extraordinary strategist. Equally, He's eager to share His life with you as you share your life with Him. Since He knows everything in your future and because He loves you deeply, He's the best person to seek guidance from. So we also are blessed with guidance, but then there's another one we want to talk about in today's content, healing. The great physician is the only one who can heal your broken heart, shattered hope, severed connections. Particularly when there's no healing in this life, God has a miraculous way of bringing health and renewed purpose. He can heal your wounds. Additionally, He stirs hope and joy again. So, the four blessings from choosing God that we explored in this content are forgiveness, encouragement and renewal, getting guidance, and receiving healing. It's time for some application thoughts and questions. 1, what do you turn your face to most often? 2, if it's not God, why not? 3, do you sometimes feel ashamed to show your face and heart to God? 4, what action steps will you take to turn your eyes to Jesus? to open your ears to hear what He is saying to you, to express His promises and remind of His love for you with your mouth, to lift your countenance with confidence God is looking out for your best interest, and to participate fully in intimate relationship with God. And of course, those covered the five pieces of the face, the human face that we talked about: eyes, ears, mouth, countenance, and participation. The fifth question that I want to ask you: have you closed the circle with God by receiving His forgiveness? Six, how often do you show remorse with God? Seven, do you come near God to receive renewal? Number eight, have you set your face toward, and these are the four blessings we talked about, but have you set your face toward them? Forgiveness, encouragement and renewal, guidance, and healing by coming closer to God. And the final question, why not be a healthy person by responding to God? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. And do visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.